يا الله وين الجول؟ وين الجول؟ هنا يجد نساء يجد كسر.
Walk 2 kilometers north from the town of Ainissa, and you will find a refugee camp with some 16,000 internally displaced people, or IDPs. Many of the families who have sought shelter here at the camp fled last summer from Raqqa and other areas controlled by the Islamic State armed group. At the entrance, the noise is deafening. Children play tag, football, or jump rope near the tents. But despite the normality on the surface, many of the children here were traumatized by the horrifying events they witnessed. 6-year-old Khalil San Araj, who comes from Raqqa, has been in the camp for the past 3 months. He still remembers to this day what he saw in Raqqa.
As I was making my way to the bakery, I saw something orange in color. It was one of the Kurdish fighters. They'd captured and crucified him. They'd shot him and his face had become so yellow. After 1 or 2 days, I saw his body. IS then dragged his body through the streets of Raqqa.
This nightmare continued in his dreams over the next few days.
Over the next 3 nights, I couldn't sleep. I dreamt about what I saw in the city. I'd been really afraid. I was afraid that IS would come to my room and they'd do the same thing to me.
We don't need ISIS, we need Raqqa.
Mahmoud Mohammed Al-Assain is 12 years old. His village near the city of Deir ez-Zor was under Islamic State rule for months till the Syrian army, backed by Russian airstrikes, took it back. He remembers seeing regime soldiers being killed after being captured by IS fighters.
I was traveling to El Mayadin to see my uncle. Along the way, I saw IS capture 5 regime soldiers. They slit the soldiers' throats and put their shoes in their mouths. They kicked the heads and called them dogs.
Mahmoud says the IS fighters use the decapitated heads as footballs in the town's main square.
After they finished playing with the decapitated heads, they poured gasoline on the beheaded bodies and burned them.
In most cases, the children's primary source of support are their family and friends. Child counselling is not common and is seldom recognised by traditional Syrian families. Médecins Sans Frontières project coordinator Vangelis Orfanoudakis has worked in Myanmar, Ethiopia and quite extensively in Greece with Syrian refugees fleeing the war. He says there are many challenges on the ground.
MSF for the moment is the only NGO that's providing mental health in Ainissa through a psychiatrist. At that point of time, it's very difficult to find psychiatrists in Syria because they have probably most of them they have left or they are working in other places of Syria. But in this particular place, it's very difficult. So we're working with international staff and we're trying to train also national doctors to collaborate with.
With airstrikes destroying many hospitals around the country, Syria's health system lies in tatters. Many health professionals were killed or have fled the country over the past 7 years. As a result, Vangelis says few mental health specialists have remained in the country.
We see many cases, many severe cases that used to be followed up through the health system of Syria, but now they don't have any option anymore. But you see also many cases that they have symptoms that are the outcome of experiences that they had. Cases with severe post-traumatic stress disorder, cases people with anxiety, people with sleeping disorder.
In other parts of Syria, where the war continues, children continue to be exposed to high levels of trauma and stress. According to international NGOs, they risk developing mental health disorders, which potentially could become permanent and lead to a lost generation of Syrian youth. Philip Warwick for RFI, Ainissa Camp, Syria.